All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court for Tuesday, July 11th, 2023. It is 10:31 a.m. We'll call this meeting to order. And we'll begin our meeting, as always, with an invocation, which today will be led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Commissioner Pierce, if you feel led to rise.
And if you don't mind, you can bow your heads. Lord, we come before you one more time, asking that you give not just that divine wisdom, but ultimate wisdom to each and every member of this commissioner's court. Not just us, every elected official in Jefferson County. And Lord, we ask that you, of course, we have some young people in this courtroom today, and we ask that you anoint them so they can see exactly how their government goes. And to Reverend Roberts and his group, we appreciate everything you do for those young people. Lord, we ask that you put your loving arms around our military families and military men and women that are away fighting for our democracy. This we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me to the pledge to our great nation.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to begin our meeting with a time of public comment. If you would like to make public comment on any item that's on the agenda today, please approach the lectern. If you're attending electronically, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing no comment, we'll close this time of public comment, and we will go a little bit out of order. We'll begin with item A under the County Commissioners. Item A is considering possibly approved proclamation for Save Our Children, Know Your Courthouse Day. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Been moved by Commissioner Pierce, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And so if you would come forward, Reverend Roberts, to the lectern with whoever you want to bring with you, then I will read this.
Give my little posse a time to come on up.
All right. And this proclamation reads, whereas Save Our Children's annual Know Your County Courthouse program will be conducted on July 12, 2023. And whereas SOC Save Our Children, along with its sponsor partners and interested individuals, will host children in Jefferson County Courthouse to promote their understanding of county government by giving them the opportunity to hear from elected officials and touring the county courthouse. And whereas since 2003, SOC Save Our Children has helped nearly 13,000 young people as part of this Know Your County Courthouse program. And SOC Save Our Children provides tutoring services and in-school aid, reading and counseling programs, as well as fun events for its students. And whereas SOC Save Our Children, through its continued partnership with local educators, elected officials, and community leaders, provides a wonderful learning environment for its students. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim July 12, 2023, as SOC Know Your County Courthouse Day in Jefferson County, and urge all people in our community to pursue opportunities to serve and help our children. Reverend Roberts.
Thank you, Judge. On behalf of myself, the team that makes it work, we want to first of all thank you for doing what y'all do for Jefferson County. Two corrections. We've had over 35,000 go through our program as of today. This will be our 17th year doing Know Your County Courthouse. And ever since we could remember, there's two of you guys that have always been there, that have participated. So we wanted to show our appreciation by giving y'all something as well. But before I go any further, my team got something for you guys. just one of the tokens of our appreciation.
Thank you. How you doing? Thank you, sir.
That's for my brain.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm doing great, buddy. How you doing?
Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it. Thank y'all for being here.
Now I'm gonna ask my co-founder and chairperson to come up. For most of you that didn't know, my wife 10 years ago had a mishap at the hospital and ended up being 3% brain function. She couldn't walk or talk for 3 years. Doctors wanted me to give up, wanted me to put in hospice, but God told me no. And I listened to God and not them. So from not walking and talking and not being able to do anything, here she stands in front of you today. Can't talk. She's walking and she has functions. But I would be remiss if I wouldn't tell Jeff thank you for being there every step of the way. Through it all, man, you was there. And I wanted to publicly thank you and have her to thank you as well. And your counterpart, Fred Jackson. Where Fred at? That's him. Awesome man of God, brother that prayed with us every day, called us, texted us. And I felt this would be the perfect opportunity to show y'all my appreciation and the board's as well. So we have a list, another token. First, I'll give you yours, Fred. It says, SOCs, Know Your County Courthouse, in appreciation of what you do. Fred Jackson, we are grateful for your sponsorship, partnership to SOCs, Know Your County Courthouse. In appreciation of your endless partnership, and your dedication for the welfare for the youth in our county. We are presenting you with this token of love and gratitude because what you do is priceless. Signed, Pastor J.D. Roberts, CEO, founder, Danny Sims, vice president. And Fred, would you please come up? And I need not to read this other plaque, but I can say it goes to that individual by the name of Judge Jeff Braddock. Judge. And in closing, I want to thank Bo, my classmate, my football pal, my track pal. Y'all know Bo used to run track too. Bo, thank you for everything, man. You know how it is. And you know what we're going through with our kids. And I would challenge everyone here today to step up and step out for our youth of today. It's not a black and white thing, I always say that, and I say it with intentions of making that stir that's in your system understand. It's not about that. It's not about the color of the skin, but it's always been about the character. Your character with these young people, tomorrow you're going to see a whole bunch of kids that don't even know the word character because they're not taught it at home. But just because they're not taught it at home don't mean that they couldn't familiarize themselves with character. So I ask all of the leaders here today, when those kids come and you see one, smile at them. Hug them. They'll be shocked, but hug them anyway. And do anyone else have anything to say? Okay, we got Danny Sims. I'll quiet. We got Danny Sims. Danny is my vice president. We got our chaplain. Always in the back, but he got his hands ready to pray. We have my wife here, Christina. We have our board member here, Seth. And we have our greeter and picture taker. And we have our program director right here, Ms. Parkinson, and as you can see, she's working now. So again, on behalf of Save Our Children and myself, I want to thank y'all for this proclamation. It really means a lot to us, and I never, ever take kindness lightly. Thank you again, and may God bless you.
Thank you.
Let me ask you, is there anyone here for Breastfeeding Month? Yeah, if you, would you like to? All right, we're going to move to item B under County Commissioners. Consider possible approval of proclamation for Breastfeeding Month. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
By Commissioner Alford, second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And if you would like to come forward, ma'am. And this, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, good morning, everyone. My name is Denise Young. I'm the breastfeeding coordinator with the City of Port Arthur Health Department, WIC Department.
Great, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, the proclamation reads, whereas families are a priority in Jefferson County and part of helping families to thrive is ensuring that they receive community support to develop and sustain healthy lifestyles. And according to the American Academy of Pediatrics, American Dietetic Association, American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology, American Academy of Family Physicians, and other leading health organizations, breastfeeding is the optimal food for infants. And whereas exclusive breastfeeding for the first 6 months after the birth, with continued breastfeeding for at least the first 12 months of life, ensures that both mothers and infants receive maximum health benefits. And whereas breast milk is physiologically tailored to meet infants' maturing digestive systems, ensuring proper growth and development, and is associated with lower rates of childhood illness, such as obesity, diabetes, and infectious diseases, as well as reduced risk of maternal breast and ovarian cancers, and a faster recovery from childbirth as compared to formula feeding. And whereas breastfeeding promotes maternal infant bonding and benefits the entire family, and is associated with lifelong health and development, and as a vital emergency protection for the infant during times of disaster by providing a safe, secure source of food and hydration that's readily available. And whereas a parent's decision to breastfeed should be supported by family members and the community, and by providing a supportive and welcoming environment, breastfeeding-friendly community encourages families of all races and ethnicities to continue breastfeeding, and recognizing the persistent inequities in our community's birth outcomes as evidenced by our high infant mortality rate, supporting breastfeeding in our community can impact the education, knowledge, attitudes, and behaviors in our community and reduce disparities. And therefore, the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim August 2023 as Breastfeeding Awareness Month to increase awareness of the critical role of breastfeeding to improve maternal infant health and to reduce mortality in our community. Signed this day by the members of the Commissioners Court.
So on behalf of the City of Port Arthur Health Department, under the leadership of Ms. Judith Smith, and the WIC Department under Christina Patterson, we would like to thank you all for finding this cause significant enough to renew the proclamation again. As I was preparing to come here today, someone said to me, you know, anyone can proclaim anything. The importance is that the action continues after the proclamation. So we hope that the conversation can continue around the benefits of breastfeeding beyond today's meeting, beyond the month of August, and beyond the activities and the departments that we have to support it in the City of Port Arthur. I would like to mention that we are having a breastfeeding event in August at the Port Arthur Civic Center. It is hosted by the Healthy Mothers and Babies of Jefferson County Coalition. It will be from Wednesday, August 9th from 3 to 7 p.m. And the event is entitled Boss Mom, and it is to honor and support breastfeeding mothers and working mothers, and to bring them together with resources and support in the community and to celebrate them.
Very good. If y'all have any flyers for that, if you'll give that to our secretary, assistants, we'll be happy to post those in conspicuous places around the courthouse.
Thank you so much.
Also, Judge and Court and everyone, Denise, I had a conversation with Denise.
via at first through the former mayor, Bobby Prince, called and introduced me to Denise. She told me it's hard to catch up with me. I don't know why. I move around a lot, but had a conversation with her this morning. She's seeking, you want to explain some of the things that you've already received and you're seeking help.
So again, the event is to celebrate and honor nursing mothers. We have invited a lot of community resources, from healthcare to self-care to health insurance providers, to come so we can connect those mothers with those resources. But we have chosen the time for 3 to 7 so that it can be more inclusive, especially to our working mothers. And so we would like to provide them with light refreshments, and you know, grant funding only stretches so far. Therefore, we are also seeking vendors to provide, whether it be drinks or sandwiches, just light refreshments, and possibly gift cards or door prizes for the mothers that will be attending the event. So far, I have partnered with Chick-fil-A, El Viejo Tony, Tuscany, and it's only a few. So I think I've called maybe possibly every business in Jefferson County that stretches between Port Arthur and Beaumont. So if you know of anyone that would support us, I would greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, and I wanted you to say that because Jefferson County has always been one that stands up for, you know, things that matter. Yes. I'm going to leave it at that. So thank you for presenting. I tell Bobby we thank her. I think everybody up here know former Mayor Prince, and she wanted me to do a shout out to you. So thank you, and I'll see what I can do.
Thank you.
I'm going to borrow some money from my classmate, and I'm going to donate $500 to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Denise.
All right. All right, moving back to the beginning of the agenda, we have nothing under purchasing today, huh? Wow.
That's a first.
That's a first.
Before I forget, we will not be having court next week because of continuing education events for our commissioners. Our next meeting will be on the 25th of July. So under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 4 for additional costs for road materials. Item B is consider and approve a budget transfer for Constable Precinct 1 for additional costs for travel in the amount of $500. Item C is consider and approve a budget transfer for jail for replacement of an oven for the kitchen in the amount of $14,000. Item D is Railway County Bills, check numbers 507-864 through 508-025. Via addendum, item E is consider and approve the county judge to submit an urgent need national objective self-certification form for Jefferson County Home Buyout Program, contract number 20-066-036-C242 with the Texas General Land Office. Do you have a motion on those items under auditor?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion or any questions for the auditor? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, we've done items A and B. Item C is consider possible approval and authorize the county judge to execute the receipt and file a disclaimer of interest in the property owned by Richmond O. Bennett III, which TxDOT is seeking for revision of the interchange at I-10 and Highway 69. Item D is consider and possibly approve reappointments to the Board of Trustees at the Spindletop Center of Frank Coffin, appointed by Commissioner Erickson, and Rebecca Ford, appointed by Commissioner Pierce. Item E is to receive and file and execute a field agreement between Jefferson County and the USDA Plant Inspection Services, Texas A&M Extension Service, and the Texas Wildlife Damage and Management Association, intended to augment wildlife damage management activities. Item F is to receive and file the executed amendment to the interlocal agreement between the counties of Jefferson, Hardin, Orange, Chambers, and Jasper.
Item G is to consider possibly approve receiving file proposed juvenile probation budget fiscal year 2024 pursuant to section 140.004 of the local government code. And item H is consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute a resolution adopting a settlement on behalf of Jefferson County, Texas, in the Texas opioid litigation with Walgreens, CVS, and Walmart, referred to as the retailer defendants, and to authorize county judge to execute settlement releases with each retailer defendant. Do I have a motion on those items under county commissioner?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Sandoval, second by Commissioner Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it.
And under tax office, item A is considering approving erroneous or overpayment property tax refund to the Conservation Fund, a nonprofit corporation, in the amount of $7,799.08 in accordance with Property Tax Code Section 31.11. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it, and that completes our regular agenda. After lunch, we'll be going back into budget hearings this afternoon and tomorrow and Thursday. And we appreciate everyone being here. Commissioners, anything y'all wish to bring the attention of the public without our taking action, or any elected official wishes to bring the attention of the public? If not, then I thank you all so very much for being here, and we are adjourned.